Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
You can always email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
This one comes from Krista. Hey guys, here's my story. Our family's moving into a great old house and we're having it remodeled before we move in.
Oh.
It's been going fine, but my husband is kind of stressing out on every little decision.
Ted.
So now we're down to the last few days. We're a little behind trying to get everything done before we move in. Wouldn't that be a great time to mess with him a little bit?
Wow.
LOL. I know, I'm evil, right? My phone number's below. I can give you some details. Here's all the stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we did learn is that Robert Hassenpepper isn't a very good construction person.
Uh-oh.
Here's your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, Ted. It's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm working on the kitchen floor at your house.
Okay. Isn't Paul doing that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I work with Paul. He ran out to, to get a present for his wife, and he asked me to give you an update.
Okay, cool. So I assume you're almost done? The guys are coming with kitchen appliances tomorrow, and then we're moving in a couple of days. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, that's why I'm calling there. Ted, we had a little setback. You see, we came over with the flooring today, and I was moving the boxes up the floor and up your front steps, and, well, my knee gave out, lost my balance, and they all went down. I mean, it was...
So they all went down. What does that mean?
Well, you see, Ted, we can't use the flooring. Uh-oh. It was damaged when it fell down the stairs. We're just going to need to order more flooring.
Come on. Really? All of it?
Well, all except one piece there.
Well, aren't you a hero?
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Yeah, we're real sorry. Here's the thing. We ripped out the old floor, too. But don't worry. Paul's going to order more, and it should be here in a week or two.
Wait, a week or two?
Oh, God.
No, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. I gave you guys a timetable. I have the stove and refrigerator guy coming tomorrow. I've got an electrician and a plumber coming to hook them up. I need it to work on my schedule.
Well, Ted, I understand that. I don't really know anything about that, though.
So, right now, what you're saying is I have no floor.
No, sir. Ripped it all up. You're down to the floor, Joyce, and I can pretty much see into the basement.
What am I supposed to do now? We're moving in. We have to be out of our old house in a couple of days.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Where's Paul? He's supposed to be handling the stuff.
Well, Paul wanted me to call you since I'm the one who broke the floor, and he ran out to, get us some food, get us a little bite to eat, a little snack, And,
okay, I don't care. I need to talk to Paul. This is unacceptable. My family is going to be living there by the end of the week, and we're supposed to have a kitchen that's just floorboard?
Yeah.
I've got kids.
Well, you better watch them, Ted. I mean, they could fall through to the basement. I mean, none of your kids are in gymnastics, are they? They could probably practice right there in the kitchen.
What kind of idiot are you? I'm not going to let my kids walk through construction.
Well, now simmer down. No need to use profanity there, son. I was trying to look at the bright side, the positive of this.
There is no positive side. You guys messed up. I had it all figured out. The kitchen flooring was going to be today, the appliances tomorrow, and then we move in 2 days later.
Yeah.
All right. Don't worry, Ted. Everything on that schedule sounds fine. Except, well, your kitchen floor looks through to the basement.
Oh, my God. I need you to give me Paul's number right now. Someone's got to take responsibility and fix this. Does Paul know about all this?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. He probably heard everything you said.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, Ted, I'm sure he's in his truck right now, probably a Ford F-150. And if he's in his truck, he's listening to 99.7 DJX. And if he's listening to 99.7 DJX, I'm sure he's listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. So I'm sure he's heard this all. Hey, Ted.
Oh, my God.
Ted, Krista told us you were stressed about the house, so we thought we'd have a little fun with you, mess with you a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That is nuts.
No.
Hi,
oh,
Ted.
Oh, wow. He is pitting out right now, I bet.
Robert Hassenpepper isn't very good carrying floors.
Don't hire him. Nope. No. Are your kids good at gymnastics? Take practice.
You know what's funny?
What?
We got an opportunity to hear.
No.
audio of the first time Ted saw a woman naked.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think you telling him, simmer down, is worse than telling your girlfriend, calm down.
Yeah, no.
There you are. All right. No, Ted, we love you, buddy. There's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.